Harry, said Ron, say something, something in parcel tongue.
But, Harry thought hard, the only times he'd ever managed to speak parcel tongue were when he'd been faced with a real snake. He stared hard at the tiny engraving, trying to imagine it was real.
Open up, he said.
He looked at Ron, who shook his head.
English, he said.
Harry looked back at the snake, willing himself to believe it was alive. If he moved his head, the candlelight made it look as though it was moving.
Open up, he said.
Except that the words weren't what he heard. A strange hissing had escaped him, and at once the tap glowed with a brilliant white light and began to spin. Next second, the sink began to move. The sink, in fact, sank, right out of sight, leaving a large pipe exposed, a pipe wide enough for a man to slide into. Harry heard Ron gasp and looked up again. He had made up his mind what he was going to do.
I'm going down there, he said.
He couldn't not go, not now they had found the entrance to the chamber, not if there was even the faintest, slimmest, wildest chance that Ginny might be alive.
Me too, said Ron.
There was a pause.
Well, you hardly seem to need me, said Lockhart, with a shadow of his old smile. I'll just...
He put his hand on the doorknob, but Ron and Harry both pointed their wands at him.